Israel is not allowing sick and wounded children out of Gaza after all. The Israeli government had previously agreed that 150 kids should leave the war zone for treatment. Then came the events of this past weekend. A rocket attack struck an Israeli-controlled area to the north, killing 12 children. And when that was over, Israel suspended its approval to move the Palestinian children. NPR's Jana Raff has more.
Some of the children who were to be evacuated on the weekend had waited for months, severely wounded in Israeli airstrikes or suffering from life-threatening disease. Israel, which says it is targeting the militant group Hamas, has destroyed or severely damaged most of Gaza's hospitals. The patients were headed for the United Arab Emirates for treatment. But human rights groups and Israeli media say Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stopped the process after Saturday's attack in the Golan Heights. A UK group, Children Not Numbers, has been involved in the evacuation. This is co-founder Sarah Ben Tarafit.
We are deeply concerned by the recent delay to evacuate the 150 sick and wounded Palestinian children from Gaza to the UAE. This delay will critically endanger the health of these children who require specialist medical treatment urgently.
WHO, the UN health agency, says more than 10,000 people in Gaza, many of them children, need urgent medical treatment. The number of patients, it says, have been allowed out in the last 3 months, about 20. Here's Ben Tarafit again.
On a daily, hourly basis, we will have mothers begging and pleading for help, requesting basic necessities or some form of medical assistance for themselves or their children.
After a petition by the group Physicians for Human Rights, Israel's Supreme Court ordered the government to present a plan for ongoing evacuations. The Prime Minister's office did not respond to an NPR request for comment. Ghassan Abu Sitta, a Palestinian-British surgeon who has operated in Gaza, says even more harm is being done.
These children's wounds cannot wait long to be reconstructed. What can be a salvageable limb becomes a limb that needs amputation if it's left long enough without treatment.
UN health officials say even more children in Gaza who can't get treatment there and aren't allowed to leave are dying. Jane Arath, NPR News, Beirut.